The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. This program explores the issues and people making news regionally and nationally on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. This week, Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders called for forgiving college student loan debt and replacing it with a tax on Wall Street financial transactions. Jindal reacts to this story and other big stories of the week. Then we'll talk with Joel Fox, editor of Fox and Hounds Daily, about the Supreme Court's decision to allow a memorial cross to remain, as well as other hot topics in the news. John Eastman is the Henry Salvatore Professor of Law and Community Service, Dale E. Fowler School of Law at Chapman University. We'll discuss the Supreme Court forbidding President Trump's administration from adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census for now. But first,
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino continues with our special series, At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis.
It's time once again for our continuing feature, At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis, a time we get together with the CEO of Union Rescue Mission, Andy Bales. Thank you so much for being with us once again. Good to have you with us in studio. It's good to have you here. Before we start, I want to play a news clip from this past week from Mayor Garcetti announcing the steps that he is taking to address the challenges on the streets. Let's just take a listen and we'll talk about it together.
Putting more workers on the streets, reducing our response times, and making sure we lead with services, not with law enforcement. And we use data to send teams out at times and places where they can do the most good.
The mayor announcing the city is going to send out cleaning and rapid engagement teams to meet with business owners and the homeless. Garcetti says the city is going to expand what it can do to help the homeless.
We'll pilot a new mobile hygiene station equipped with showers. We're looking at adding bathrooms where they're needed most, along with anything else required to support the health and well-being of our unsheltered neighbors, including the needs of some of those who are living in campers.
The Greater Los Angeles Homeless Count suggested the homeless population has jumped 12% over the last year. A group pushing for Garcetti's recall claims L.A. is a death camp for the homeless. Wow, strong words. A death camp for the homeless. Andy, your comments. There's a lot to unpack there.
Right. Well, it absolutely is a death camp to people who are devastated by homelessness. The mayor, it's wonderful to send out a hygiene mobile home or whatever it is, but multiply that times hundreds, right? That is not the sense of urgency that we need. This is an all-out epidemic. One mobile home responding to the hygiene crisis is not enough.
So how is it like this? I've been down to Skid Row. We actually rode in the Lhasa vehicle with the windows rolled up. I mean, I went in right there at Ground Zero where you are, and I saw the trash piling up. I saw the tent city that lined street after street. How's he only talking about it now? This has been a problem for a while.
Yeah, and it's an epidemic. We have diseases on Skid Row that are medieval diseases. We have hepatitis A that was an outbreak. We have a certain kind of TB found only in the world on Skid Row. Tuberculosis, a severe strain found only in the world on Skid Row. We had the flesh-eating diseases, staph, strep, and E. coli, which cost me my leg. Out walking, and I came in contact with human waste on the sidewalks. We have typhus, which is a flea-borne, fleas on rat-borne disease, that it's a medieval disease. And then a couple weeks ago, we had five police officers at the station one block away from us get typhoid fever, something that I haven't seen anywhere ever. Yeah. Except in Haiti. In a makeshift shack, and a little boy had like 108 temperature and was dying, and we got him all the supplies we could get. But But that's what's happening downtown. And even the trash buildup, right? First of all, the trash isn't going to leave until we get people under a roof. That's why I was a little troubled by the mayor standing in front of a garbage truck announcing all of this, because the trash is not going to leave until the people are assisted. And so it needs to be first about people. But even the trash, so if we blame the businesses for the trash, well, that falls back on the mayor and city council, because they passed a monopoly on waste management that increased the costs on people like Union Rescue Mission and other businesses. 100% doubled the cost of trash because of a trash monopoly. And so those businesses that are being accused of dumping, I think they've seen, well, it's all going down the drain anyway. And this is not to excuse them, but, you know, since it's all going down the tubes anyway, let's just pile on our trash since we can't afford these significant bills anymore.
This is a story. I don't want to parse numbers, but the mayor kind of does. And I don't want to set up a battle between the mayor and you, but I want to, I mean, you've said one thing, he says another. He gives these examples that we've only had one case this year. Let's listen to his quote, okay? This is Mayor Garcetti saying his city will work to fight diseases and the creatures that spread them. Take a listen to what he says right here.
We are going to better coordinate our initiatives around rodent abatement, around disease management, and other health challenges. Just as we did when we heard about the typhus outbreak, 17 cases last year. This year, one downtown in the first 6 months.
One case is all he claims there is.
That may be the case. I don't have the facts, but I do know 5 new cases of typhoid fever at the police station. That is brand new this year.
All right. So we can fight about the numbers, but there's still problems.
Right. I mean, if we're having those kind of diseases in downtown Los Angeles, it puts all of Los Angeles at risk. Not just the people devastated on the streets, not just the LAPD who are out there, not just workers at Union Rescue Mission and others, but this kind of difficulty really increases the risk for all of Los Angeles. And I've said it before, if we don't care enough about the people on the streets, do you care about yourself? This should be an all-out FEMA-like, Red Cross-like emergency. I'm going to tell you something, Larry. I'm going to spend the last night of June in our new sprung structure before the ladies move in, just to experience. You know what my greatest fear is? Rats. We have millions upon millions of rats that have infested downtown Los Angeles, and, you know, it better be an all-out war on rats immediately, not just some abatement of rats. It's we have rats in the millions.
And these rats carry the diseases?
These rats carry the diseases. Dr. Drew, maybe, you know, folks can call him an alarmist. They can call me that, too. But he expects the bubonic plague to strike this summer in downtown Los Angeles. So we had better take heed and do all we can, not just for rat abatement, but declare an all-out war on rats, declare an epidemic of homelessness, and get people immediately, urgently off the streets in the next 30 days. It's possible. We could call in FEMA. We could call in the Red Cross. We could call in the National Guard. Huntington, West Virginia called in the National Guard to help the police attack the drug dealing, right, to arrest the drug dealers. Then they call in the National Guard to help get people. We could call in the National Guard to get people off the streets. Then they called in a counselor who helped redirect 300 opioid addicted people. 73% of them got off the streets and into addiction help. We need to take that times 100. L.A. has such a problem, significant problem. We need to do what Huntington, West Virginia did, and we need to do it times 100. We need 100 mobile hygiene kits going out. But most of all, we need to get people under a roof.
And the reason they're not under a roof is...
because we were told we needed to put up 4 sprung structures, 4 in each district, 15 districts. That would have been 60. We were told we could get 13,000 people off the streets by the end of 2018. Well, our city adopted one in each district. Only 3 of the 15 are up.
But there's politics. I mean, we know the story. The city tried to sneak one in like Koreatown, and they got wind of it, and they said, no way. There's politics, and there's people who want to change the law. You see these editorials about CEQA in the news right now. They're trying to do it on housing, but they also want to pull it for this. People don't want these shelters, these tents, going up in their neighborhoods. And so you got a problem on how to get these built.
I know, but you need courageous, no holds barred breakdown. This is the other thing the Urban Land Institute said. You need courageous leadership. You need new, courageous, no holds barred, break down the doors, get it done leadership.
But
and you just
that,
need to get people off the streets.
But is that there? I mean, these city council members are elected leaders. You go and put one of those in too close to somebody who's an activist, they're going to spring some money and get you out.
Well,
they could do. There is the beginnings of a recall effort with against our mayor,
and that's because of a lack of action. What do neighbors want? Right, you can't both have people on the streets and not have a roof for them to go to. We've got to make a place to go.
And there's the debate. We talked about it last time, whether to be wet shelters or dry shelters.
Yeah,
and
I say dry.
You say
dry. I say
dry. But some
I say
of our
recovery. I say the way that we're doing it now, the way that the HUD is doing it,
right,
the way that the city's doing it, the right, county is doing it. It is empowering people, enabling people to be addicts.
But you have people who come along and judges and people who want to be careful saying, you can't make people go anymore to shelters. The judges have ruled.
But Larry, here's the deal. They said, until you have enough beds, you cannot enforce people to get off the streets. That means when you do have enough beds, you can enforce it, right? It's simple as that, and we're not doing it.
Therefore, get the shelters, have enough beds, and then we can crack down and you can't sleep there. I see the tents. I see people sitting there. You know, they have their dogs with them. What kind of life is that? It's really third world worse than third world.
It's worse than third world.
And yet it's not in our backyard. It's in our front yard.
It's in our front yard, our backyard, and we better come together and get it together and take it on, right? A FEMA, Red Cross-like, National Guard-like response.
How come it's not affecting property values? Houses downtown, condos, they're soaring, even with this outside.
I think there's such a shortage of housing. Another thing, I told a guy this morning, an article came out and said this is a housing crisis this is a opioid crisis, masquerading as a housing crisis. No, there's a housing crisis, shortage of housing, and there's an opioid crisis. And I think it's young people not able to handle life, right? Handle the life that they've been given, and they're escaping into opioids. We have both an opioid crisis and a housing crisis, and we need to address both.
Got 30 seconds. Quick pitch for Union Rescue Mission.
Union Rescue Mission is the only place that never turns away a woman who comes door to door, never turns away a family with kids who comes door to door. We make a way. I was telling donors today, you make the impossible possible because of your support.
And to support, go to URM.
URM.org, and we'd appreciate it. We're closing up June. We're about $2.5 million short, and we need your help.
Andy Bales, CEO, Union Rescue Mission. Thank you. See you next week.
AM 870. The answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.